The sun was just entering the dappled east, and his light illumined the wreathed and dewy orchard trees and shone down the quiet walks under them. "Jane, will you have a flower?" He gathered a half-blown rose, the first on the bush, and offered it to me. "Thank you, sir." "Do you like this sunrise, Jane? That sky with its high and light clouds, which are sure to melt away as the day waxes warm, this placid and balmy atmosphere?"
"I do, very much."
"You've passed a strange night, Jane."
"Yes, sir."
"And it has made you look pale. Were you afraid when I left you alone with Mason?"
"I was afraid of someone coming out of the inner room."
"But I'd fastened the door. I had the key in my pocket. I should have been a careless shepherd if I had left a lamb, my pet lamb, so near a wolf's den unguarded. You were safe."
"Will Grace Poole live here still, sir?"
"Oh, yes. Don't trouble your head about her. Put the thing out of your thoughts.